Quarantiners, it's Remy.
And Rem.
Today is Friday, October 30th, the day before Halloween. And yes, Rem is still here on our side of the gate.
Also on the other side of the bedroom door.
As always, we're trying not to create an interdimensional catastrophe, so we keep the two Remys, or the two Rems, depending on your perspective, apart.
It's harder than you'd think.
Yeah, like last night, we both went to brush our teeth at the same time and almost came face to face.
Luckily, I saw it happening.
He made a blanket fly over my head.
Thanks, telekinesis.
Can we talk about the gate and me being, you know, stuck? No offense.
None taken. Here's a recording from yesterday. Alex trying to get the gate back open.
Oh, we really don't need—
Hit it, producers!
Yeah, hit it!
It's really not fair when you two gang up.
Hi, quarantiners. It's me, Rem. I'm in the tunnel with Alex near the gate, or where the gate's supposed to be. Alex is going to use his powers.
I prefer abilities.
His abilities.
Wait, check that. Powers is good.
His powers / abilities to try to reopen the gate so that I can return home. Are you ready, Alex?
I don't have any idea how to open a gate, but sure.
Alex, this is a big moment for you. Using your telekinesis to open up a portal to another dimension. How are you feeling right now?
Well, you know, Rem, I'm just gonna give it 110% out there. I've been working hard, trying to get better every day, and I wouldn't be here without you and Remy and Xander and all my teammates.
Great. Good luck out there, Alex. We're all counting on you.
Are we done with this bit?
Yep, hit it.
Okay, here goes nothing.
I think it's working! Something's happening! Uh-oh. Alex, I think the tunnel's going to collapse. Alex?
What? Ow!
You okay?
Yeah, I just hit myself in the head with a piece of the tunnel. I think I was starting to pull the whole thing down. That would be bad.
Yeah.
We don't need to play this on the podcast, right?
Which means until we find a different way to open the gate again, I'm here. And like I said, Halloween is tomorrow. It's not like any other Halloween, is it? Add it to the list of holidays and events affected by the pandemic. Fiona and I are going to try some socially distant trick-or-treating. People will leave candy in bags out on the porch and we'll see how it goes. It's not the same, but I mean, candy is candy, right?
I can't believe you just get it for free.
Oh, turns out they don't have trick-or-treating on Rem's side. Weird, huh?
We just do treats. I feel like I really missed out.
I promise to share my candy once it's fully wiped down.
Sounds good.
Oh, this seems like a good time for shoutouts. Ready, Rem?
Ready.
Happy belated birthdays to Vibika from her sister Cambria in Utah. Casey in Ohio turned 12 last week. Happy belated 9th to Anna Bear in Chicago from Mommy, Daddy, and Sophia. Happy belated 11th to Alina in Seattle, Washington. Shout out to her sister Selby. Happy belated to Anne's mom Krista and to Evan's cousin Willa, who turned 9 yesterday. Yesterday was also Chloe's birthday. Hope it was a great day.
Happy 11th birthday to Caden in Clarendon Hills, Illinois. Shout out to his little brother, Henry. Happy 10th to Olivia. Happy birthday to Violet and to Eleanor's brother, who turned 17 today. Happy birthday to Bobby B from his furry sister, Lily, and his non-furry sister, Chloe. And happy 13th birthday, Nick, from Amy. I hope they have a great day.
Halloween birthdays. Happy 10th to Logan, who's sailing somewhere with his family. Happy birthday to Megan in Taipei, Taiwan, who turns 12. Happy birthday, Leanne, in Manitoba, Canada, from her loving kids, Hazel and Wilder. Happy 10th to Johnny in Pennsylvania, and shout out to his class at Our Lady of Victory. Happy 11th to Henry C. And happy belated 8th to his sister Georgia. Happy birthday Laura from Jonah. Happy 13th to Jess from Canberra, Australia. Happy 12th to Bernabe in Canada. Shout out to Yashvin in Bromillon. Happy 7th birthday to Sophia from your sister Izzy. And happy 11th to Iona from Mom, Dad, Grandma, and Nico. So, you're probably wondering about my costume this year. It wasn't that hard to decide, actually. You can't see it, but I'm holding up a robe with lace around the collar. I've also got glasses, a wig, and a gavel. Can you guess who I'm going to be? That's right, I'm going as RBG, Judge Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Brinley's hero, and mine. Rem didn't know who she was, so we watched the documentary last night.
She was awesome.
She sure was. Now, you may have noticed that Alex isn't here with us. That's because he's out with the four on their latest mission, looking for a girl named Madison that Holiday found. He promised he'd record it on his phone. And once he sends it in, we're going to put it right here in the show. So whatever it is, enjoy!
Hey, it's Alex, and I'm recording on my phone. We're in the woods, somewhere, following up on the lead Holiday sent our way about someone named Madison. Another kid who's different, special, we're assuming. The whole thing has taken on a different feel after what Gabriel Augustine told us. That maybe some of these kids are different and special, but maybe not good? Just what I need in life. A super-powered bully. I keep thinking about that awful Magnus guy from 6 Minutes. Red Hoodie and the others are up ahead scouting. They usually bring me in to... Wow. It just got really cold all of a sudden. Mom said I only needed a light jacket, but it's freezing out here. And it wasn't like this 2 minutes ago, which means... Oh, something's weird. If I were a paranoid person, I might be thinking that all Gen Z Media's fictional podcasts are real and that Madison has Mother Nature powers? Red Hoodie? I'm gonna try to catch up to- oh, whoa. Ice! Whoa! Yeah. Remy, let's not put this recording on the podcast either.
Alex?
Red Hoodie, did you find Madison?
She didn't want to be found.
Yeah, I noticed.
My hoverboard just froze on me. Thanks for moving that pile of leaves, or I would have smashed into the ground.
What?
The leaves, while I was falling. You made them move underneath me.
That wasn't me.
Hey, quarantiners. Alex just got back, and I'm out here on the front porch with him.
So, you're not including the tunnel stuff in this podcast, right? When I hit myself in the head, or the part where I slipped on the ice?
Uh-huh.
Remy...
Look, I'm a journalist.
You're not a journalist.
It was funny. People slipping on ice is funny. People using telekinesis to hit themselves in the head is funny.
To you, maybe.
So, what happened out there? Someone else with telekinesis? Is Madison Mother Nature?
No, she's not Mother Nature. And as for the other person with telekinesis... Hold on.
What is it?
Is this pumpkin new?
I guess. The other one got eaten by squirrels. Mom and Dad must have bought it.
Remy, someone carved words into it.
Stop looking. Someone doesn't want us to find Holiday and the others. Oh, great. A spooky warning, just in time for Halloween. Guess you'll hear how that goes on Tuesday. Until then, I'm Remy, and this is my life, Interrupted.